Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and life on and off the mat. I'm Jen Eads, a white belt full of curiosity and lots of questions now as we prepare to get back to the mat.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu purple belt, still completely obsessed with jujitsu and working on all of the guidelines for how we open our schools back up.
Let's just jump right into this. What does it look like for you at this point? So we are recording this episode on May 6th. It's going to come out next Wednesday. As things stand right now, what's the plan?
So in Indiana, we're currently in what they're calling phase two, or stage two, because we are not going by the phases apparently. So we have our own stages. We cannot be open during stage one or two, but we'll be allowed to open as a gym. No gyms are open right now, but as a gym, we're allowed to open. I think May 25th is the first actual date that we can be in the gym. That still comes with a lot of guidelines. You know, we're still supposed to be practicing social distancing during that time. The employees are supposed to wear masks. So there's going to be a lot of details to work out. But May 25th, which is Memorial Day, is the day that we will officially open back up.
That's exciting. I feel better just at least having a date.
Me too. Me too. It's missing jujitsu has definitely been the hardest part of all of this. Like, there are parts that I've enjoyed. My quarantine people are the people I've been able to be with during this time have made this, you know, pleasurable for me. Right. I can't talk. but I haven't been around people, you know. But I miss jujitsu. I miss training. You know, that's all been tough. I miss, you know, like this past weekend was supposed to be our role model women's only camp.
Right.
So that was a little painful for me. So,
you know, and I was cranky this weekend too. And I feel like that might have had a little bit to do with it.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, we should be at camp.
I know. I had it was a stressful few days. My grandfather passed on Friday. And, you know, it like just kind of mourning the loss of what would have been camp this weekend, too. And, you know, of course, my body then like attacks me and I get sick because that's what happens when I get stressed.
Right.
And then, you know, like there is some stress in it being the first of the month, you know, like obviously times are tough in comparison to, you know, normal life. So there was a lot of stress this weekend. Honestly, the best parts were seeing my on this day from last year. And then it just kind of amped me back up for camp, got me excited again.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to August.
Me too.
So starting back in May, what's it going to look like? What do you envision so far?
Well, first of all, I've read almost every school's opening guidelines in the country.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure that's not true, but I've went through a lot of them. I've studied a lot of different people's stuff, and we've got some really good benefits in that. You know, I've read Chris Moriarty's, who we've known Chris forever. He's a black belt and a doctor, and he used to compete in the Egos back, you know, I don't know, probably 2007 timeframe, so a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've read his, so that's good coming from a doctor and a jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
And then like Tennessee, our friends, you know, Ray and Rachel got to open up a couple days ago and they got to work with the governor and, you know, she's a lawyer and everything. So getting to read their guidelines was helpful too. So basically at this point in time, so I'll go over what we kind of think it'll look like that could change based on, you know, whatever different science that comes out or different guidelines that come out or, you know, how that goes with other schools that are getting to open now. Mm-hmm. We kind of have the benefit, you know, even though I'd like to be on the mat, it's kind of nice that we get to kind of see them and almost use them as guinea pigs a little bit. But what we currently think, we will tape off the mats. You'll have basically a 6x6 foot square to train in, and there will be 6x6 foot squares all around you that no one else will be in. So if you look at like, you know, a checkerboard or something, you're people will be spaced out every other.
Okay.
We'll do more classes than we normally do because we won't be able to fit as many people in, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, at IBJJA, a class with 40 people in it is nothing. And in this new way, we'll be able to get like 8. So it's going to be a big difference. So we'll block those off. We'll do 3 different types of classes. What the actual schedule for that looks like, I'm not positive yet, but the types of classes will be just straight solo drills. So it'll be a lot like the women's classes that we've been holding on Zoom now,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you'll just reserve your square, you'll come in and you'll do whatever solo drills we're teaching that day. We'll also have times for dummy drills. So you can bring in your dummy. A lot of the students ended up getting dummies during this time. Some already had them. So you'll be able to come in and drill different things on a dummy. And then we will have like quarantine partner drills, like a class where, you know, kids can bring their parents or, you know, an adult can bring their spouse or whatever that looks like. And you'll be able to drill with a partner, again, staying in your square. Classes will probably be a little bit shorter. We'll make sure to mop the mats in between each class, wipe down everything. One kind of like hard part is, you know, people, the school is a gathering place. So it'll be very strict on like, you know, you come in, you wash your hands, you disinfect your feet and everything, you get on the mat in your square, and immediately after class, you wash your hands and get out. Like,
yeah.
there won't be lingering time. We won't allow people to like hang out in the lobby, even to watch class or anything like that. And then we're going to like rotate squares. So one class, you know, they'll be on the white squares and the next class they'll be on the black squares or, you know, whatever. So just to give that area a little bit of time to, it'll all be mopped. Mm-hmm. The cleaners all work better with evaporation. So it'll give that some time. These are just little things that like we've kind of picked up from other people. Like I said, we will still be offering Zoom classes the entire time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because, you know, first of all, there's a lot of things that go into this. One, not everyone's going to be comfortable
mm-hmm.
coming back right away. So they'll still be able to watch the Zoom classes and take part in those. 2, you know, like I said, we can only get so many people on the mat at a time, 16 being tops if it's one of the partner classes. So if you can't get into that class, at least you can still learn what's being taught in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of it is a few weeks ago, we opened it up to anybody. And we've got people all over the world, like literally people from the UK and Australia, Canada, like everywhere watching our classes now.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, not all of those people are going to be like their gyms aren't all going to open back up when ours does. So mm-hmm. it will enable them to be able to continue training with us, you know, for as long as need be.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah. The opening it up has been such an awesome experience just because so many schools aren't doing the Zoom classes. And so many people just haven't had jujitsu in their lives for 4, 6, 8 weeks, you know, whatever time frame they've been closed down.
Uh-huh.
And I've really made some good friends throughout this process because we opened it up. So it's been really nice.
Always finding the positive.
Of course. that's the best way to be because,
right.
you know, you just have to. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's good. It's good to be finding positive because it's still, I don't know. I got nothing. I don't even have anything to add to that. I'm so ready to get back on the mat.
Yeah, me too. And I am fortunate. I'm fully aware how fortunate I am. You know, like I've gotten to help James with the classes,
mm-hmm.
You know, lead the solo drills. You know, Rissa and I still train pretty much every day. So I'm very fortunate in that I still do get to hit the mat a lot, but it's still, you know, like it's still not the same. Everything I'm learning, she knows I'm learning, so I can't hit any of it on her. So we literally rolled 12 rounds the other day, and the two main things we've been working on is 50-50 and deep half, and neither one of us got into those positions the entire 12 rounds.
Are you kidding?
So, No, it's just, we're both just so, you know, like we're just defending it and it's just funny.
Oh, yeah. What kind of questions have you been getting from students?
I mean, the biggest one is just keeps, you know, like, when are we opening? When are we opening? When are we opening? I think that's the biggest one I've gotten. But we didn't know until they told us, you know, Right. Like we were hoping we'd get to open, you know, this past Monday. But we're just glad to have a date. That way we can have an official plan.
Yes.
But that's really the main thing. Like, honestly, everyone I've talked to kind of just doesn't care. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nobody has been like, okay, what are your new sanitation processes? You know, like nobody has been like that. They've asked like what they can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, for example, was like, can I come help clean the school before we start back up? Like, are there any special soaps I can bring? Can I bring wipes, anything like that? We actually bought giant tubs of defense wipes. So we'll have those that everybody can wipe down, you know, before or after class.
Oh, great.
We bought the defense soap feet cleaning stations. So, you know, we were definitely doing some extra things, but like no one's asked about it. Like everyone's just like, when can we just get back to training?
Well, and I feel like too, at the school, it's always just been very clean. So I feel like this is,
yeah,
like it's not going to be a big change.
Yeah, we definitely, you know, like we've always been very obsessed with cleanliness at the school, you know, mm-hmm. And that's when new people come in, like that's part of what I tell them, you know, we mop the mats once or twice a day now, depending on class load. Like if there's morning and night classes, they get mopped twice.
Yeah.
Now they'll be mopped, you know, after every single class, but like there's going to be breaks in between classes for mopping. But, you know, other than that, like we always stay super clean.
Yeah.
That's why in 20 years of business, we've never had an outbreak of staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have people, like people might get ringworm or something from like a tournament or cross training or something like that. But we have never had an outbreak of staff because everyone, like I keep my gym very clean and I expect my students to all stay clean as well.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to need to like take our temperatures before we go to class? Anything like that?
I'm not sure yet.
And then should we wear masks?
So, I mean, that's kind of up to you. It's not required as far as what the state's saying. The state is only saying that employees have to wear masks, but that the gym members do not. So I think that's your personal call.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, we'll have hand sanitizer and that kind of stuff. What was the question before the masks?
Oh, temperature. Should we take our temperature before we come to class?
Probably, realistically. So we're looking at getting like one of the laser thermometers,
mm-hmm.
so that we can take it. And then there will be just little stuff like if you have a cough, even if it's allergies, you can't come train. You know, like there's no way of knowing for sure that it's allergies. You know, people very close to me, I won't, you know, say who just in case, you know, it's their own personal battle, but they really just thought they were struggling with allergies for a few weeks now and on Saturday tested positive for COVID. So,
oh gosh.
You know, I say close, but not like people I'm seeing, but close family members. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just hard to know. And they still feel pretty good, but they still are positive. They knew they'd been exposed.
Right.
So they got tested. And so we're just going to have to be real cautious. So if you have a cough, you can't train. So just little stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing will just be, you know, like we talked about it a little bit about, you know, not coming or not sticking around after class. I mean, I guess if you want to hang out in the parking lot, that's your call. But like actually inside, you know, like there won't be any like access to the gym on, you know, non-business hours or anything like that. Okay, so here's one that's kind of controversial.
Okay.
And some of it depends on what the state guidelines are.
All right.
So some state guidelines are saying that people have to close down their locker rooms. Therefore, those gyms are requiring that people are already wearing their training gear when they come in. So unless the state says we have to close our locker rooms, my personal opinion is the opposite. Uh-huh. I think that you cannot wear any training gear into the academy. I think you can use the locker room one at a time, mm-hmm. but that you need to fully change your clothes. And that way we don't have outside clothes or clothes that have been worn outside.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. That makes more sense to me. I feel better about that.
Yeah, I think it makes so much more sense. But the states have forced them, like Tennessee, the states forced Tennessee gyms to close their locker rooms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's crazy.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So, but, you know, so you kind of have to go. Yeah, you kind of have to go by the state guidelines and just do the best you can. We're all the gyms are just doing the very best that they can with the, you know, the parameters they're given. There have definitely been times where I've been a little nervous about what the world will look like come August and in time for camp. But there are a lot of really hopeful things that, you know, just things like amusement parks opening up or something like that, like just make me feel like maybe we're headed in the right direction and that I don't need to be worried about camp. And I know some people are still kind of waiting to register until they see, you know, just what the world's like.
But oh, sure.
I feel really good and hopeful that by August, we're going to be ready to bring everybody together and have a great time.
I am so looking forward to that. And, you know, why go to Disney World when you could go to camp?
Right? I'm in agreement with that for sure.
All right. AJ, what's your on the mat tip for us then as we start thinking about getting actually back on the mat?
Yeah. I mean, I think my biggest on the mat tip is just being thankful for any amount of on the mat that we get. You know, I think there were probably a lot of us in, you know, February or something that were maybe burnt out or just were taking it for granted, you know, like this is just, you know, part of my life. It's not as special as it used to be or something like that. So I think, you know, having that renewed love and gratitude for training and just taking whatever you can get, whether that's a solo class or, you know, only getting to train with one partner or, you know, doing the Zoom classes or whatever, just being very thankful for any amount of jiu-jitsu that you're able to have in your life.
And I haven't made it to all the Zoom classes. Well, okay. Let me rephrase that. I've made it to some of the solo drill classes, and just having those, it's really helped me still feel like I'm staying at least a little bit connected. And I just miss my people.
Yeah. So on this, I know this past Monday, we put out two giant mats in our yard, and some of the girls from the team came over and did solo drills in the yard.
Oh my gosh.
And I felt so alive. I really did. It was just so good to actually see everyone in person. It was funny. Anne kept saying she was like a feral cat.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
But it was great. So, you know, just I'm very thankful just to even get to see my people in person or online. It's been really nice.
Yeah. And then how about your off the mat tip?
I mean, honestly, I think it's just the reaffirming that, you know, you want to still practice good hygiene, making sure that you're washing your hands on a regular basis, those types of things. There have been a few things that have come from this. Like, I have always been so sketch about like pumping gas. Like it's always grossed me out. But now it's like, I wear a glove when I pump gas and it's like, I'm probably going to continue doing this. This is great. Or I've been seeing the meme going around that was like, remember how we used to eat cake after someone blew on it? Oh man. I at kids' birthday parties especially, I'm like, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just remembering, you know, like, let's carry over some of this good hygiene and good practices.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Thanks for listening to this episode. We are looking so forward to seeing everybody back on the mat, practicing good hygiene. And until we can actually see you, connect with us on Instagram. You can follow us at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. We have a YouTube channel, Beauty and the Gi on YouTube. We also have a Facebook group, Beauty and the Gi Gang. And you can also like the Beauty and the Gi Facebook page. You can follow me on Instagram at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman.
And we will see you on the mats.